This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm David Byrd. Anti-racism protests took place around the world on Saturday, prompted by the killing of George Floyd, an African-American who died in police custody last month in Minneapolis, Minnesota. In Britain, nationalist demonstrators clashed with police as thousands of people took to the streets. Supporters of Black Lives Matter demonstrated, as did groups branding themselves counter-demonstrators, some of whom were affiliated with right-wing and extreme right-wing organizations. They said they wanted to protect statues after acts of vandalism last weekend, but they repeatedly clashed with police throughout the afternoon. Several thousand people denounced police violence in an anti-racism protest in central Paris Saturday. Protesters chanted "No justice, no peace," and some climbed the statue of Marianne, who personifies the French Republic, in the Place de la République. The outrage generated by Floyd's death in Minneapolis last month has resonated in France, in particular in the city's deprived suburbs. New York's governor wants communities to start the police reform process or face a cut in state funding. AP's Julie Walker reports.
Governor Andrew Cuomo says it's demonstration, then legislation.
Now is the time for every community to put pen to paper and enact systemic reform.
And he says there's great news on the coronavirus front. The state's numbers continue to drop. Meanwhile,
all the other states, virtually all the other states, reopened and saw the number go up.
Cuomo says on Friday, 32 people died from COVID-19 in the state, the lowest number since the start of the outbreak. It also recorded one of its lowest hospitalization totals. Julie Walker, New York.
This is VOA News. President Donald Trump highlighted the diversity of West Point's graduating class and preached unity as he delivered the commencement address at the U.S. Military Academy Saturday. AP's Ben Thomas reports.
You have come from the farms and the cities, from states big and small, and from every race, religion, color, and creed.
The president urged the graduates not to forget the legacy of their predecessors,
who fought and won a bloody war to extinguish the evil of slavery.
And like those soldiers of generations ago, united in the defense of freedom, equality, and liberty.
They did it because they cherished their homes, their faith, their family, and their flag.
The speech comes at a time of strain between the president and the military, which he's been accused of politicizing.
Our cadets are not props.
Something noted by a group of protesters who showed up on the other side of the Hudson River. I'm Ben Thomas.
Chinese authorities have locked down 11 residential communities near a wholesale food market in Beijing to try to stem a new outbreak of COVID-19. AP's Zaria Shackley reports.
City officials say that 45 workers at a Xinfeidi market tested positive for the coronavirus, though they showed no symptoms. That was in addition to an early announcement of 7 people with symptoms who had visited or worked at the market. The market has 4,000 tenants. City officials said 40 environmental samples taken at the market also tested positive. Until 2 days ago, Beijing had not had a locally transmitted case of coronavirus for more than 7 weeks. Authorities have now reversed some recent moves to relax coronavirus restrictions. I'm Zaria Shackley.
The death toll from COVID-19 continues to climb in Brazil, now the second highest in the world after the United States, according to numbers released by the Brazilian Health Ministry. Reuters' Edward Barron has more.
Brazil's health ministry has reported more than 1,200 deaths a day since Tuesday, a mounting toll as the country looks to ease quarantine restrictions and reopen businesses. It's a move called for by President Jair Bolsonaro. The right-wing leader has minimized the gravity of the novel coronavirus, dismissing it as a little flu. He's accused state governments of exaggerating the number of infections and deaths to undermine him. The World Health Organization says there are hotspots in the major cities, but overall the country's health system is coping. A recent poll showed 52% of Brazilians now favor easing quarantine restrictions, with 44% against.
That's Reuters' Edward Barron. For more, visit our website, voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm David Barron.